Stop touching that snooze button and get ready to clock in with the best morning show on the planet.
It's okay when we're singing, we're dancing, we're playing on the field, making everybody else laugh, making everybody else millions of dollars. But as soon as we have a voice, we're punished for it.
Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
Look, it takes 5 minutes. Notice I'm not getting to details about what goes on in Switzerland, but those that know, you know what I'm talking about.
Get a little. And then,
do it again. Do it again.
A little.
That's it.
You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
My point is, if you're 40 or if you're still trying to push for something, it doesn't mean that it's over just because it's been delayed. Delayed doesn't mean denied.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
You gotta love black folks. We gonna make a way out. What you mean, man? All you gotta do is get
I gotta do put a little oil in it.
go get the Robitussin so we can get this car fixed.
Here are your hosts, the effective communication coach, Denise Thomas, and two-time Emmy Award winner, Telly Hughes.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is Monday, August the 12th, 7:01. AM Central Standard Time. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Hope you had a great weekend. Good morning, Telly.
Good morning, DT. You know, it's Monday. It's here. May as well get after it, huh?
It is Monday, and it is definitely here. We got DJ Ricky on the ones and twos. Good morning, DJ Ricky.
Yep. Good morning, Ms. DT. Telly, how y'all feeling?
It's Monday.
Monday is Monday, and life is life.
It is Monday. Well, the weekend was pretty quiet for me. I don't really have any major updates or stories. Telly, how was your weekend?
My weekend was cool. I was telling you before the show with the Olympics coming to an end, it just seemed like it was just like that. Like it started and then now it's over. But the two gold medal basketball games with the women's on Sunday, yesterday, and the men's on Saturday, just playing the host country, France, and both of them came down to the wire. Steph Curry had an epic, epic classical performance to help lift the men and the women. It came down to a 1-point game, and the USA were able to win their 8th consecutive gold medal, which is the longest consecutive streak in history of the Olympics in any sport. And it was phenomenal. But that was my weekend. Outside of that, it was chill. I told you I went to a baby shower for the first time in many years, but it was cool though. It was a cool baby shower.
Was it like a co-ed baby shower, so both the men and women
yes.
were there?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, those
yes,
are usually yes. entertaining.
Yeah, you get a couple of games and you get some, you know, stuff going on and good food, and so it was a good time.
That's good. Ricky, how was your weekend?
Oh, you know, I just worked a little bit as usual. I'm always working somewhere. And then I caught a little bit of the Olympics, I'm sorry. And I didn't catch the basketball game, but I caught the meter run, and it was pretty intriguing for me how the men's 5,000 meters was pretty good. That was a good watch for me. But other than that, yeah, I just worked and chilled on Saturday.
Well, you know, this Olympics that just had the closing ceremonies yesterday in Paris, they anticipated, and when I say they, the Olympic organization anticipated very low viewership when the Olympics first kicked off back on July 26. Surprisingly, this has been one of the most highly rated in terms of viewership Olympics in the history of the Olympics being televised. And what's been very pleasantly surprising for the Olympics, as well as I'm sure NBC, who broadcasted the Olympics on Peacock the NBC streaming network, that people were watching non-traditionally popular sports like fencing and, you know, those type of competitions really went up. Now, there was a bit of a controversy that occurred with Jordan Chiles. Did you know about the Jordan Chiles controversy, Telly?
Yes, yes, yes.
So
that was
Jordan
one of
Chiles,
the things
if
that I watched, that was very interesting.
Jordan Chiles is a U.S. gymnast that won during the exercise floor competition as part of the U.S. Gymnastics team. She earned a bronze medal, which has now been revoked. Thankfully, the U.S. Gymnastics Organization, as well as the USA Olympics Organization, has been investigating, because a lot of times when you hear that any athlete, for that matter, has had a medal or some type of award or trophy revoked, it's usually due to performance enhancement drugs or something unethical or just flat out went against the rules. This was not the case with Jordan Chiles. Now, I'm not a gymnast, obviously. I'm not that acclimated in terms of the processes. But my understanding is that there was an inquiry that apparently went past the minute 60-second time frame. However, once further investigation was made, it was realized that it was actually 47 seconds, which would have been within the 1 minute time. And so for me, you know, of course, Jordan Chiles identifies as a black woman. Her family, including her sister, took to social media yesterday and said that this really smells a big whiff of racism. it's a big whiff. And for me, I just feel so bad for Jordan Chiles, because, you know, when you watch the Olympics, a lot of times these competitions are, aside from the basketball, are, you know, 5 minutes, 10 seconds. But the preparation, the effort that these athletes are committed to taking the day after day, the year after year, preparing to even qualify for the Olympics, let alone be able to compete and win a medal, to then have it revoked based on the reasoning that they gave Jordan Chiles and her family. And by the way, Jordan Chiles also made a statement that she will be removing herself from social media indefinitely to take care of her mental health, which I applaud her, because again, I know Simone Biles has shared public support with Jordan. That's tough. So my thoughts and prayers go out to Jordan Chiles as they investigate. The good news is that the USA Olympics, as well as the US Gymnastics Organization, is standing behind Jordan Chiles and conducting investigations, and hopefully her bronze medal will be returned to her possession.
I can't help but think about what my mom would say right now, and if that was her in that situation. You know what my mom would say, DT?
What would Mama Hughes say?
She would look them dead in their eye and say, "Come and get it, then. Y'all want this bronze medal back? Come get it."
That's funny.
and rightfully so. And rightfully so.
So you think that I am, especially if I don't feel like I was fairly treated in this situation and I did everything that I was supposed to do, you think I'm going to just, rules are rules. Just give me a UPS sticker and I'll mail it back. No. No.
And, you know, that's what
makes me. Like my mama would say, come get it.
And, you know, that's what infuriates me the most, is because it's like they're totally disregarding the effort that it takes. And so if you're just hearing this story, Jordan Chiles was stripped of her bronze medal. The U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee are also standing behind Jordan to appeal the ruling. Now, the Court of Arbitration for Sport ruled in favor of two Romanian gymnasts after Jordan Chiles' score for the floor final was challenged. The Romanian committee argued that the inquiry from Team USA coaches that boosted Jordan's score placing her in third place was made after the 1 minute deadline, causing the court to rule in the Romanian committee's favor. So the Romanians were like, wait a minute. Hold on. Now, on Sunday, yesterday, news of Jordan being stripped of her bronze medal became official. And according to CNN, the International Olympic Committee said that the medal will be awarded to Romanian gymnast Anna Barbosu. Now, again, the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee also released a statement and shared they plan to appeal the ruling. Quote, "We firmly believe that Jordan rightfully earned the bronze medal, and there were critical errors in both the initial scoring by the International Gymnastics Federation and the subsequent CAS appeal process that needs to be addressed. Given these circumstances, we are committed to pursuing an appeal to help Jordan Chiles receive the recognition that she deserves." And as Mama Hughes was calling to come get it, I'm calling Sugar Booger. I'm calling Sugar Booger on that. And, you know, it was funny. Yesterday during the broadcast on WTMJ, our sister station, because Jordan Chiles' sister publicly called racism. She said, this clearly isn't a matter of racism. And, of course, there were listeners that were like, why does it have to be about race? And I said, you know what? I ask myself as a black person that same question every morning when I wake up. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. We've got a lot of hot topics to discuss. When we come back, we've got the most recent develop in the Devante Mitchell death case as bonds were set and people were released. Stay tuned. More of that and other hot topics to come. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Good morning. Happy Monday. You are tuned in to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you had a great weekend and your week is off to a great start. As Telly and I were talking about before break, yesterday was the closing ceremony of what I think is going to go down as one of the most viewed Olympic Games in the history of televising or broadcasting the Olympics. And of course, as Telly had mentioned, the USA men's basketball team, phew, I ain't seen nothing like that since 1992 Dream Team. They came out there and put it on France. 40
got it done.
Gold medals. The USA Olympics teams brought back 40 gold medals, only to tie with China. The USA brought back the most gold medals.
Yeah.
40.
Yeah. And you saw, like you just mentioned Dream Team. Like, we won't see another team like this, DT. Like, that was LeBron's last Olympics. That was Steph's, most likely, his last Olympics. That was definitely Kevin Durant's last Olympics. And so that was – it was – you can't call it a Dream Team. They've had Dream Team 2 and all that, but – again, that was a team and an effort that you just hope that you are able to witness live, because you won't see it again.
Yes. No, I'm very proud of the USA, Team USA, across all the sports that were played in the competition. So shout out to all of the U.S. Olympians, especially those that brought back a medal. And, you know, whether you bring back gold, silver, or bronze, that's a big deal. To be able to say that you are an Olympic medal champion, winner, recipient, however you want to classify it, that is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Which
just
is why
you're an Olympian.
That's huge.
Yes.
to then bring back a medal. And that's why I am so just disappointed with the Olympics in terms of letting Romania take the bronze medal from Jordan Chiles. However, I have a feeling she's going to get it back. She's going to get it back.
I knew, and again, I watched it live when it was happening. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, I can't believe they did that. But then when they gave, when they awarded, they didn't give it to her, when they awarded Jordan Chiles with the bronze, man, that girl from Romania was crying so hard. And I had a feeling in, I said, she ain't just about to go away. Because those are tears of oh, you know, I'm happy for my competitor, but I'm also a little disappointed. Like, those were tears like, this ain't right and this ain't over. And but hopefully the right thing is done. And again, when you have video evidence that shows that she was within
47 seconds
range.
Yes.
That's just all, should be all the proof that you need. But the Olympic Committee has had very interesting rulings in other situations. So we'll see how it plays out. But like I said,
all right, Romania, if y'all see Ben Crump pull up doing a press conference on behalf of the Olympics, you better get real nervous. It got,
like, I didn't know.
It got real. If you see, right. If you see Ben Crump, I want to host a press conference about the Olympics. It's about to get real, Romania. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, the four men that were charged with the felony murder in the June death of Devontae Mitchell outside the Hyatt Regency Hotel in downtown Milwaukee have now all officially appeared in court. Now, what this most recent development, Telly, I'm trying to understand. Truth Nation, can you help me understand? Now, Herbert Williamson, who made his initial appearance on Sunday, his cash bond was set at $15,000. Now, this was the last of the four defendants to turn themselves in. So Herbert Williamson, the 52-year-old head of security, and he happens to be a white man. The other three are black. Was, again, one of the last four defendants to turn himself in. The two other men that were charged in the case, Todd Erickson, and I want to make sure I go back. It's Todd Erickson. Let me look up the mugshots. Todd Erickson and Brandon Turner were in court on Thursday. Their cash bond was set at $50,000 and $30,000. Delvin Johnson Carson posted $5,000 bond and was released from custody on Saturday after making his initial appearance the previous day. Now, if you are just getting caught up, on June 30th, Devontae Mitchell was attempting to walk into the Hyatt Hotel and lock himself in a women's bathroom. It has already been clear that Devontae Mitchell was suffering from mental illness and was having a quote-unquote episode. He ran inside and then ran outside of the Hyatt Regency Hotel. All four of the men that were involved in his death basically rolled Devontae Mitchell over onto his stomach where he was facing down on the concrete as they attempted to restrain him. Now, prosecutors are saying that because Devontae Mitchell was on his stomach, his breathing was restricted, which ultimately resulted in his death. And again, the four men pinned Devontae Mitchell down. Now, what's interesting, if you visit Fox News, because this story has made national coverage, Telly, and we talked about this last week, but this is still what's bothering me. Number one, the fact that one of these four men is not in custody as they posted bond. Number two, the amounts of the bail, or the cash bond, I should say, which was set between $5,000 and $50,000. And now, if you visit Fox News, in terms of how they're covering the story, They're saying that the medical examiner's office telling, I'm reading this off of Fox News. The medical examiner's office said Mitchell was morbidly obese, had cocaine and meth in his system, and had heart disease, and that Mitchell could have died in that face down position even if no one applied force. Reactions.
So he could just go in front of the Hyatt and just lay on his stomach and then he'd die.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what he just said. I'm going to move on past that because that is ridiculous. That I don't even have anything that would rebuttal to that because that makes absolutely no sense to me. But the first part when you were saying that you have a problem with the cash, bail, I was just thinking the entire time, like, how do they come up with these numbers? And the only thing that I could think of is, are you applying a dollar amount to how much a pressure was applied? Because if that's the case, and the guy that was charged that had an attorney who I think he was the one that was holding like his leg, like his foot or his calf or something. I mean, do you argue that, oh, he wasn't doing that much, so only give him $5,000 bail? Like, I just don't understand, how do you equate a number value on your role in someone dying? Now, you could say, I just had his calf. I wasn't doing what they were doing. That's the only thing that I could think of, but it seems like you could do far less and your bail would be much higher than when someone dies in a situation that you were in and it's only $5,000. I don't know about that one.
I'm with you.
I don't know the system. I don't know how they equate dollar amounts to, I kind of figured that, okay, this crime, it's this bail, this is that. But clearly that is not the situation, because someone died and one of the four people that are being charged was let out of jail for only a $5,000 cash bail.
And again, I find it, I'm not going to use the word disgusting. I find it, it's just for me, very controversial that you're using terms like morbidly obese, and pretty much 90% of the population of this country, according to a desirable BMI index, is overweight.
Yes.
So we gonna go there. And my fourth concern again is, where are the charges for the hotel employee, the woman that came out of Left Street with a broom and assaulted Devontae Mitchell as he was being pinned down? Where is she? Where is the woman with the broom who hit Devontae Mitchell on his leg? She should be charged with battery, at minimum, battery. When we come back.
And I'm not going to make light of this, but DT, if she did get charged, they'll probably let her out of jail for $50.
Well, more developments, more to come in the Devontae Mitchell death. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. When we come back, Biden has spoken, Kamala has not. There has yet to be a press conference from Kamala Harris. However, President Biden gave his first interview since stepping out of the race yesterday. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Also coming in the second hour, cell phones could be banned very soon in public schools. That and more. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. We'll be back.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning. What's going on, Truth Nation? The 101.7, the Truth Street Team, sponsored by UW Credit Union, is coming to an event near you. Join the Truth Street Team Wednesday night from 5 to 10 at the Milwaukee Night Market. The Night Market will showcase local vendors, performers, and artists. Be sure to stop by our tent right outside the 3rd Street Market Hall on Wisconsin Avenue. The 101.7 The Truth Street Team is sponsored by UW Credit Union. They are here for every you.
Now, you know we got Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg playing in the background, which I'm loving because did you see during the closing ceremony, Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre performed because the next time the Summer Olympics take place, it will be back in the USA, specifically Los Angeles. That's right. The 2028 Summer Olympics. Paris passed the baton on to the great city of Los Angeles. And Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg performed. It was like Super Bowl all over again.
Man, that's going to be so hype. LA 2028. That's where the next
and then, I believe the Winter Olympics will be back in Salt Lake City, Park City, Utah, in 2034.
Man.
So if you,
how do you feel
if
about
you don't make
that,
it,
DT?
How do I feel about the Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City?
The Olympics being in the States.
As long as we know how to host and not act a fool, I'm good with. Because at the end of the day, it's a huge economic stimulator for the country and most definitely whatever city is hosting. So in this case,
yes.
Los Angeles and Salt Lake City. Now, Los Angeles, and I'm sure Governor Newsom is already working on this, as well as, you know, local legislators. I know the mayor of Los Angeles is a black woman, and her name, I forget. They're getting ready now. I'm pretty sure. 4 years, it flies when you're preparing. I mean, think about it. Milwaukee announced and started preparing for both the Democratic National Convention and the Republican National Convention 2 years prior. So I know that Los Angeles is getting ready for the Olympics now.
It takes all 4 years because you got to build different things. You got to create an Olympic village where people are going to, these athletes are going to live. And for 2 weeks, I think it usually ends up being around 14 days. But the last time the Olympics were in the United States, well, no, I take that back because that was 96. But the last time L.A. hosted the Olympics was 84. And so they clearly have some experience
both
doing it.
Both times had black mayors,
too. Does. Yeah. Wow.
They had Bradley. They had Mayor Bradley. That was the mayor during the 84. I remember that. Yeah,
it's gonna be
interesting.
It's gonna be great. Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm gonna try to actually, because I wanted to attend the Olympics in Paris, but the way that my bank account is set up and the way that my gigs were lined up, I couldn't do it this time. But yes, definitely I'm gonna try to be in LA for the Olympics in 2020, the Summer Olympics, as well as, I mean, because that's a bucket list item. As well as Salt Lake City for the Winter Olympics in 2034. Lord willing, I'm still around. But yeah, I'm definitely going to try to witness history. Speaking of history, if you did not watch CBS Sunday Morning News yesterday, for the first time since announcing his decision to end his reelection campaign and endorse Kamala Harris as the Democratic nominee for president, President Biden sat down with CBS News Sunday Morning's Robert Costa inside the White House. Now, the interview was recorded on Wednesday. It broadcasted, or it aired yesterday. And the president, I believe, did a very good job just in terms of answering the questions regarding his accomplishments, the challenges that he faced in office, as well as his confidence in Madam Vice President Kamala Harris to carry the torch of the presidency. Now, he talks about not just why he dropped out, but also his health, because he still is the president. as well as what he thinks could happen to this country if former President Donald Trump is not reelected. Let's check out this audio, and then we'll do some deep dive.
Historic decision. Tell me the story.
Well, look, the polls we had showed that it was neck and neck race. Would have been down to the wire. But what happened was a number of my Democratic colleagues in the House and Senate thought that I was going to hurt them in the races. And I was concerned if I stayed in the race, that would be the topic. You'd be interviewing me about why did Nancy Pelosi say, why did someone... And I thought it'd be a real distraction, number one. Number two, when I ran the first time, I thought of myself as being a transition president. I can't even say how old I am. It's
and you make this historic...
All right. So, Telly, you noticed there was another... It appeared as though he was struggling still, because when he mentioned Nancy Pelosi and then he was struggling to remember some other names, I'm like, you know what, President Biden, I got to give you a big salute, because, again, I know that to make the decision to step out of the race for the sake of your country and for the sake of democracy was a huge decision. But it's still clear that his cognitive skills are just not up to par to be president of the United States.
Yeah, it also appeared to me, too, that he still really didn't want to do it. And it sounded like I lost the party and I lost some key people in my party. And therefore, I wasn't going to be able to continue forward with the support that I needed to become president again. But to me, kind of cleaned it up by saying I viewed myself as a transitional president. Well, if you viewed yourself as a transition president, then you wouldn't have tried to run again. And you would have put all of your support and energy behind Madam Vice President Kamala Harris from the beginning. So even throughout that, you did feel like he still is kind of struggling to remember things and put stuff together. Like he'll start off, you know, really, really good. And then it'll reach a point where he will struggle, and people could say, oh, that's his, you know, he does have a speech impediment and that this, that, and the other. But yeah, it's clear that the cognitive skills aren't, you know, firing on all cylinders the way that it used to.
And, you know, when you think about it, when you examine the perspectives of President Biden's legacy, and, you know, for some people, they say that, you know, Biden waited till the last minute, and his last minute decision shows that it wasn't necessarily about what was best for the country or for the Democratic Party, but it just boiled down to he realized he wasn't going to win. Others are saying that he will forever be one of the few presidents that resigned based on reasonings of putting the country over themselves. That will be part of President Joe Biden's legacy. And if Harris wins, Madam Vice President Kamala Harris wins, it will be definitely attributed to the fact that you had a president who stepped aside, and not only stepped aside for his country or his party, but also stood behind who could be the first Black Indian, Black Asian female president elected in the history of this country. So it's interesting to see the different perspectives. Nonetheless, I still appreciate and agree with President Biden's decision to step out of the presidential race. And now, as we've said before, Telly, it's time to hear from both candidates, former President Donald Trump and Madam Vice President Kamala Harris. Speaking of which, Madam Vice President Kamala Harris has gone 22 days as of today without holding a formal press conference or sit-down interview since becoming the presumptive, which will be official August 19th in Chicago, Democratic presidential nominee. Why do you think Madam Vice President has been so quiet? What is she saying? When will she, again, have a press conference? We're going to talk about that when we come back. Stay tuned. Our Truth Talk and text line is 833-212-1017. Is Madam Vice President too quiet? Is she saying too much? Is she not saying enough? We want to hear from you. When we come back, we'll get into it. Stay tuned.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. You can watch Telly and I right now. You can stream and watch us live on our YouTube channel. You want to make sure that you subscribe right now so you don't miss any of the amazing shows here on The Truth. Simply go to YouTube.com and search for 101.7 The Truth. Hit that subscribe button and also hit on that live button, where you can see Telly and I broadcasting live every weekday morning from 7 a.m. to 10. Excuse me, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Uh-oh, Telly, what did I just say? I said 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Woo!
That's we all slip up.
Now, before break, we were discussing President Biden. President Biden spoke with CBS Sunday morning news, chief correspondent, chief White House correspondent Robert Costa in the White House. This was the first interview that President Biden participated in since stepping out of the presidential race. Now that we've heard from President Biden, a lot of people are saying, when are we going to hear from Madam Vice President Kamala Harris? Madam Vice President Kamala Harris has gone 22 days as of last Monday without holding a formal press conference or sit-down interview since becoming the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee. And we're still saying presumptive as we will wait to witness her becoming the official Democratic presidential nominee during the upcoming Democratic National Convention in Chicago, right down the street, August 19th. Now, a lot of people are saying that despite Madam Vice President leading in the polls, the most recent poll that I viewed, she's leading well above 4 points. And there, as you can see, Telly, anywhere you look, whether you go on social media, you turn on the television, anywhere you look, you're hearing and reading two people's names and you're seeing two people's faces. That's former President Donald Trump and Madam Vice President Kamala Harris. The American voters are wanting to hear from both. All I've been hearing lately is from J.D. Vance. And I'm trying to understand where is all of this jibber jabber coming from, because every time that J.D. Vance opens his mouth to speak to the media, I'm not hearing anything regarding policies or substance. It's all about, well, why is Kamala Harris not doing this? Why is Kamala Harris not doing that? Oh, I just wanted to come and see what my future plan is going to look like. People are saying, Telly, that Kamala Harris, Madam Vice President Kamala Harris, is in her honeymoon phase. And now it's time to get back to campaigning, speaking with the press, answering questions, because you also still are the Vice President of the United States.
Yeah, I was just trying to recall, DT, and maybe you can help me. But before the debate between Biden and Trump, was Biden doing a lot of interviews and holding press conferences? I just recall like a lot of that happening after his age and cognitive skills were being questioned beforehand. So I don't know if this is along the lines of trying to find something wrong and try to impede her momentum versus should she be holding press conferences and does she need to be talking about policies before the debate? Because I'm sure that's when she really is going to lay everything out there. But you only get in bits and pieces. So I can kind of see it from both sides. But I don't think that you just need to hold a press conference and talk about what? I mean, the same things that you could do at a rally. I mean, so what would be the difference between one of her rallies, which have drawn tens of thousands of people, at least 10,000 everywhere she goes, including 12,000 in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. But what else do we need to or we want to hear? I mean, does she need to do a sit-down interview? Maybe she does.
That's a great question. So Truth Nation, what do you want to hear? Or do you even are you even concerned that you need to hear from Madam Vice President Kamala Harris prior to the Democratic National Convention, as well as prior to the presidential debate, which will now officially take place on ABC News September the 10th? Is there something that you need to hear from Kamala, or is she's doing the right thing? Now, on our YouTube message board, Rachel says, I think it's just timing. The rallies have been amazing. I feel they are reintroducing her and introducing Waltz. Her policies will be on their website this week, DNC next week. I think she'll do interviews after that before the debate. So maybe it's, to Rachel's point, maybe it's very strategic on the Democratic Party standpoint is in due time. But right now, we need to reintroduce Madam Vice President as the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee.
Yeah. And I mean, it's clearly not a page from Trump's campaign, but that's exactly what they've done. When has Trump held a press conference and talked about policies? So, I mean, you're asking Kamala Harris to do something that you're not asking both candidates to do.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe people feel like we've heard enough from Trump. I don't know, but again, they have people that cover every base of a campaign, and there's someone whose job is to strategically plan out where she's going to be, when she's going to speak, who she is going to speak in front of. So sometimes you got to trust the process, but this also makes the anticipation grow for when she does go on that debate stage or she decides to do a sit down on one of the major networks.
Now, Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance, during a press conference Wednesday in Detroit, I'm not making this up, told reporters, and I quote, to show a little bit of self-awareness and push Harris to do the job of a presidential candidate by speaking to reporters. And until she does that, you guys have to stop giving her a honeymoon and pretending that she is something that she isn't.
And that dude will talk in front of any hot mic. Any mic he see, he gonna try to say something into it. We have seen that. Like you said, you know, just previously. We've heard more from Vance than anybody else.
If I were one of those reporters, I would have been like, little boy, who are you talking to? If you don't go take your 12th grade habit, need to be a little bit more self-aware, show a little bit of self-awareness, who are you speaking to? I don't get to come to Ohio and tell you how to do your job.
Right. Now, when he entered the race, when Donald Trump chose him, he was like, "Oh, I look forward to debating with Madam Vice President Kamala Harris." You notice he ain't said nothing too much about Waltz and trying to get on a debate stage with him. I think both will chew them alive, but that's the.
All I'm saying is that we're going to see. Pay attention to how people treat other people. Pay attention to how people speak to other human beings, other Americans, because telling reporters to show a little bit of self-awareness and implying that reporters are responsible for holding Madam Vice President accountable to doing her job by speaking to them. And stop giving her a honeymoon and pretending that she is something that she isn't. Wow, J.D. Vance. That comes from where? Like, where did that come from in terms of your thought process to not just think it, but to say it out loud?
Panic. Seeing that everything has shifted.
Well,
trying to figure something out. I'm not saying this is what I'm thinking. I'm just trying to throw out some options, possibly.
But yeah. All I heard was some very, very, arrogance. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth.
Oh,
truth be told, with DT and Telly, when we come back at the top of the hour, cell phones. If you have a student that is in school, K through 12, you definitely want to stay locked in, because more and more states are either creating laws, orders, or mandates that are going to ban the use of cell phones in school. That and other hot topics. Stay locked in. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth be told, with DT and Telly, we'll be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.